Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memar by Avram Goldhar and today we're Zechus Beya Daf Yud Beis. The first parak Beis Hashanah Del Biyantiv. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Beishami Omrim Ein Motzim Lo Asa Katan Lo Asa Lulav Lo Asa For Torah Ushus Rabim Beis Hil Matir. Beishami say we may not take out either a child or a lulav or a sefer Torah from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim on Yantiv, but Beis Hil permit this. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai hold that Hotzah on Yantiv is prohibited for non-food related purposes. A teacher of Brises taught the following Brises before Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. If a person shechs a donated olah on Yantiv, he is lashed. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said that this must be Beis Shammai who say that lo amrin mitoch shehutra Hotzah letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. We do not say that since Hotzah was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's also permitted when there's a non-food-related purpose. It's therefore forbidden to shech an animal that will not be eaten, such as in this case, an ola. For if it was Beis Hillel who said that mitok shu hutra hotzah etzorach, hutra nami shelo etzorach, since hotzah was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's also permitted for a non-food-related purpose, here too they would say mitok shu hutra shchita etzorach, hutra nami shelo etzorach. Since shechita was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's permitted when there is no food-related purpose, such as in this case of the ola. Pointing to Rabbi questions Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's interpretation of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and suggests Dilma be'erev ha'hotzah l'shabbos vein erev ha'hotzah l'yomtov kamiflake. Perhaps they disagree whether the institution of erev and malach of hotzah apply to Shabbos, but not to yantiv. Beis Shammai hold that erev and hotzah apply to yantiv as well. They therefore prohibit carrying things out not needed for food purposes, whereas Beis Hillel hold that erev and hotzah do not apply to yantiv, and therefore permit carrying out things not needed for food purposes, such as a child, luv, or a sefer Torah. The Gemara brings the following pasuk as a possible support, for it says in Yirmiyahu, "Vototzi mas mibateichem biyom haShabbos, and do not carry out a burden from your home on the day of Shabbos." We confer from here that only on Shabbos is hotzah prohibited, but not on yantiv. Since the Malchokas is limited to Hotzah on Yantiv, even Beis Hillel may agree that one who shechs a donated Ola on Yantiv is Chayav Malchus, and there is no basis for Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi to say the Brice is inconsistent with Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yosef challenges this explanation. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Molichin Chal Matar Zakon B'Yantiv Ben Shehurma Me'emesh Ben Shehurma Me'hayom. Beis Shammai say we may not deliver Chal or the meat gifts to a Kohen on Yantiv, whether they were separated yesterday before Yantiv or today on Yantiv, but Beis Hillel permit this. Beis Shammai said the Beis Hillel Gezer Sheva, we can use a Gezer Sheva, which in this instance means a comparison to resolve this. Challah and the Matanos are a gift to a Kohen, and Truma is a gift to a Kohen. So just as we may not deliver Truma to a Kohen on Yantiv, so too we may not deliver the Matanos or Challah to the Kohen on Yantiv. Beis Hillel responded that this is not a valid comparison. If you said that delivery is prohibited for Truma, which one does not have the right to separate on Yantiv, we say that the same must be true for the gifts and challah, which one does have the right to separate on Yantiv. The Gemara presents three different versions of the Machlokas. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Motzin Lo Asa Katan Lo Asa Lulav Lo Asa Sefer Torah, which is Rabbim Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Shammai say we may not take out either a child or a lulav or a sefer Torah from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim on Yantiv, but Beis Hillel permit this. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai hold that Hotzah on Yantiv is prohibited for non-food related purposes. A teacher of Brises taught the following Brises before Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. If a person shechs a donated olah on Yantiv, he's lashed. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said that this must be Beis Shammai who said that lo amrin mitok shehutra hotzah letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. We do not say that since Hotzah was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's also permitted when there's a non-food-related purpose. It's therefore forbidden to shech an animal that will not be eaten, such as in this case, the ola. For if it was Beis Hillel who say that mitok shehutra hotzah letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech, since hotzah is permitted for a food-related purpose, it's also permitted for a non-food-related purpose, here too they would say mitok shehutra shechita letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech, since shechita is permitted for a food-related purpose, it's permitted when there is a non-food-related purpose, such as in this case of the ola. Pointing to Rabbi questions Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's interpretation of the Malachokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and suggests that Dilma be'erev ha'hotzah l'shabbos vein erev ha'hotzah l'yomtov kamufagei. Perhaps they disagree whether the institution of erev and the malacha of hotzah apply to Shabbos, but not to yantiv. Beis Shammai hold that erev and hotzah apply to yantiv as well. They therefore prohibit carrying things out not needed for food purposes, whereas Beis Hillel hold that Erev and Chatzah do not apply to Yontif, and therefore permit carrying things out not needed for food-related purposes, such as a child, lulav, or sefer Torah. The Gemara brings the following pasuk as a possible support, for it says in Yirmiyahu, "Vototzi mas mi batechem biyom Shabbos," and do not carry a burden from your home on the day of Shabbos. We can infer from here that only on Shabbos is Chatzah prohibited, but not in Yontif. Since the Malchokas is limited to Chatzah and Yontif, even Beis Hillel may agree that one who shechs a donated Ola on Yontif is Chayav Malchus, and there is no basis for Rav Yitzchak Rav Dima to say the price is inconsistent with Beis Hillel. Rav Yosef challenges this explanation. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Malich Nechala Matanos Lakon B'Yantiv Ben Shehurma Me'emesh Ben Shehurma Me'ayom. Beis Shammai say we may not deliver Chala, the meat gifts, to a Kohen on Yantiv, whether they were separated yesterday before Yantiv or today in Yantiv, but Beis Hillel permit this. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Gezer Shabbat, we can use a Gezer Shabbat, which in this instance means a comparison to resolve this. Chala and the Matanos are a gift to a Kohen, and Truma is a gift to a Kohen. Just as we may not deliver Truma to a Kohen on Yantiv, so too we may not deliver the Matanos or Chala to the Kohen on Yantiv. Beis Hillel responded that this is not a valid comparison. Ima Martim and Truma She'eno Zaka Baramasa. If you said that delivery is prohibited for Truma, which one does not have the right to separate on Yantiv, Tomru B'Matanos She'zaka Baramasan, we say that the same must be true for the gifts and Chala, which one does have the right to separate on Yantiv. The Gemara presents three different versions of the Malchokas. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers. So here goes. The parade of six brothers carrying loving Sifrei Torah and their little sisters in Rishus HaRabim on Yantiv passed a man carrying a sign and warning passers-by not to carry on Shabbos, while the other six brothers delivered challah and heavy load of meat matanos to the neighborhood Kohen. Once again in slow motion. The parade of six brothers and the other six brothers mentioned later on, 12 brothers all together, that must be more on Duff Yud Beis. The parade of six brothers carrying loving Sifrei Torah and their little sisters in Rishus HaRabim on Yantiv, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai say that we may not take out either a child, a lulav, or Sifrei Torah from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim on Yantiv, Beis Hillel permit it. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai hold that Chatzah on Yantiv is prohibited for non-food-related purposes. Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi said that a brisa of the thought of a person shechs a donated ol on Yantiv is lash, must be Beis Shammai, who does not hold a matoch, is therefore forbidden to shecht an animal that will not be eaten. For if it was Beis Hillel who hold a matoch, since hotel was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's also permitted for a non-food-related purpose. And here too, they would say matoch. Since shechita was permitted for a food-related purpose, it's permitted when there's no food-related purpose, such as in this case of the ola. So the parade of six brothers carrying loving Sifrei Torah and their little sisters in Rishus HaRabim on Yantiv passed a man carrying a sign and warning passers-by not to carry on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabba questioned Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dima's interpretation of the halachos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and suggested Dilma be'erev ha'hotzah Shabbos vein erev ha'hotzah yomtiv kamufigeh, that perhaps they disagree whether the institution of erev and the malach of ha'hotzah apply to Shabbos but not to Yantiv. Beis Shammai hold that erev and ha'hotzah apply to Yantiv as well, and therefore they prohibit carrying things not needed for food-related purposes. Whereas Beis Hillel hold that erev and ha'hotzah do not apply to Yantiv, and therefore permit carrying out things not needed for food purposes, such as a child, a lulav, or sefer Torah. The Gemara brought the following pasuk as a possible support, "Vototzi mas mi batechem biyom Shabbos," and do not carry a burden from your home on the day of Shabbos. We can infer from here that only on Shabbos is Chatzah prohibited, but not on Yantiv. And since the Malchokas is limited to Chatzah on Yantiv, even Beis Hillel may agree that one who shechs a donated ol on Yantiv is Chayav Malchus. And there is no basis for Rav Yitzchak Rav Dima to say the brisa is consistent with Beis Hillel. Rav Yosef challenges this explanation. So the parade of six brothers carrying a loving Sifrei Torah and their little sisters in Rishus HaRabim on Yantiv passed a man carrying a sign and warning passers-by not to carry on Shabbos, while the other six brothers delivered challah and a heavy load of meat matanos to the neighborhood Kohen. Which reminds us, there's a Malchus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether one may deliver matanos and challah to a Kohen on Yantiv. Beis Shammai draws a comparison to Truma, which Beis Hillel rejects. So once again, the parade of six brothers carrying a loving Sifrei Torah and their little sisters in Rishus HaRabim on Yantiv passed a man carrying a sign and warning passers-by not to carry on Shabbos, while the other six brothers delivered a challah and a heavy load of meat matanos to the neighborhood Kohen. All right, now it's time for a three-block back chazara. Daf Tess, so the Simmer Daf Tess is a teapot. So here goes. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot, that must be more on Daf Tess. The reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next, which reminds us, it's Malchus Beis Shem Beis Hillel, whether one is permitted to take a dovecote ladder from one shovach to the next. And Rav Chanan bar Ami said the Malchus applies only in the case of one who carries a ladder in a Rishus Rabim, where he might be observed, for Beis Shammai hold, Haro Omer Lahatich Galgahu Tzarech, that one onlooker might assume that he's carrying a ladder because he needs to plaster his roof, whereas Beis Hillel holds, since he's carrying a ladder that is specifically used for dovecotes, it's not a problem. But in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, where his actions are unlikely to be observed, everyone agrees it is mutter. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if it's so, the Beis Shammai's prohibition does not apply where one's actions are unlikely to be observed. For Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, wherever the Rabban prohibit an act because of Maras Ayin, the act is prohibited even in one's most private chambers. The Gemara answers that Rav Hanan has the authority to dispute Rav's ruling for the question of prohibiting the issue of Maras Ayin, afil b'chadri chadarim, is a malchok tanai. For if one's clothing became soaked, shotchen b'chama avlo k'neged ha'am, he may spread them out in the sun to dry on Shabbos, but he may not do so before people, meaning in an area viewed by people. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon ruled that this is prohibited even in a secluded area. So the reckless boy who tried to balance a teapot on top of his special dovecote ladder as he moved it from one dovecote to the next spilled tea all over his neighbor's wet clothes, hanging out to dry in a secluded area, and was told that he was not permitted to return the ladder. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa with a different version of the Malchokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which taught, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that one may take a ladder from one dovecote to another. They argued only in regard to returning the ladder to its original place. Beis Shammai say, in machzirin, one may not return the ladder after using it, but Beis Hillel say one may even return it. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, although Beis Shammai prohibit the carrying of the ladder on Yantav, they conceded that it is permitted to take a ladder to a dovecote to fetch birds for one's Yantav meal because it serves a Yantav need. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of birdkeepers. Minion. That must be more in Daf Yud. The minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man, who is busy handling his dove from the first brood, which reminds us that the next mission discusses how the muksa status of the birds in the dovecote are removed. Beis Shammai say that one may not take doves from a dovecote on Yantav unless he handled those very doves erev Yantav. But Beis Hillel say it's sufficient that one stands before Yantav and says, I'll take this dove and that dove without actually handling them. Rav Chanan bar Ami said that Malchokas is with the Brich Rishona, the first brood of the season. So the minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man, who was busy handling his doves from the first brood, were distraught as they saw that the white and black doves didn't stick to their color-coded dovecotes. Which reminds us that the mission was coming to teach that in the case of finding white doves in the pigeonhole one had designated for black ones, and black ones in the pigeonhole that he designated for white ones, that there also for it might have occurred that the designated doves flew away, and these are different doves in the dovecote. The Gemara suggests this supports Rabbi Chanina's principle of rov v'karov holach achar rov. When a conflict arises between the principles of majority and proximity, we follow the principle of rov. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that the case involves a dovecote with a platform in front of it on which birds from elsewhere constantly roost. Therefore, even if one assumes the birds came from the closest location, there are still muksa since the majority of birds are muksa. So the minion of birdkeepers waiting for the 10th man, who was busy handling his doves from the first brood, were distraught as they saw that the white and black doves didn't stick to their color-coded dovecotes, while young little bird left his group and hopped away. Which reminds us, we compare a case of designating three birds and finding only two to putting aside two mana of Maaseh Sheni and finding only one. Since birds hop around, it's presumed one wandered off, and therefore the other two are presumed to be from the original three. Whereas with a Maaseh Sheni, the Rabban hold that since people generally do not separate their Maaseh Sheni money before taking it to Yerushalayim, it must be the person forgot that he took all the Maaseh Sheni money and replaced it with chulin. Daf Yadav, so the Simon Daf Yadav is stars. So here goes. The cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars. Stars? That must be more in Daf Yadav. The cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Yoram Beis stated that if doves were inside the pigeonhole when one designated them before Yantav, but the only doves he found in Yantav were on the ledge in front of the pigeonhole, they are prohibited. However, if before Yantav there were no birds there in the vicinity of the dovecote except these, then they are permitted. The Gemara clarifies the last cases where there is another pigeonhole within 50 amos, the Kagon to Kaim of a Karen Zabis. However, it's located on the other side of the corner of the building. The mission is coming to teach that a young bird will only continue to hop as long as it can turn around and see its pigeonhole. So the cute little bird leaving a trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner of the neighboring dovecote. so it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on, which reminds the Gemara why it's permitted to spread hides but not to spread chalev. If there's an equal concern if they were prohibited, people might refrain from shechting and yantim. The Gemara answers that in the case of the hide, it's not evident that it was spread out for tanning, because it's also fit for sitting on. People assume the Rabbanim permitted it for sitting. But in the case of the chalev, people say spreading it out would prevent spoilage. And they'll say, what difference does it make if I salt it or spread it out? And they'll come to salt chalev on yantiv, which is a derisive prohibition. So the cute little bird leading the trail of tiny stars wherever it went was too scared to turn the corner to the neighboring dovecote. So it turned back and crossed over a hide that was spread out for people to trample on and was in front of a vendor that was putting back his window shutters. Which reminds us, Ula said, Shoshidvarim hitiru sofam mishum tchilasam. There are three cases in which the Rabbanim permitted their final phase on account of their initial phase. The first case is Orlifnei Adorsim, placing a hide where it will be trampled on. If people are not allowed to spread a hide, they'll not shecht. The second case is replacing shutters of vendor stalls. If vendors have to leave their shutters open the entire day, they'll be reluctant to remove the shutters in the first place for people to purchase their needs for the yantiv meal. And the third case is replacement of a dressing on the wound of a kohen in the temple on yantiv. If the kohen is prohibited from replacing the bandage, he might choose to keep it on and refrain from performing the avoda.
All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.